This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, comedian Lewis Black on the program from The Daily Show and Comedy Central. He'll be playing at McCall Hall on Saturday night. That's coming up at 4:30. First time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Start off with some birthdays. Hola, guys. I'd like to give a birthday shout-out to my daughter, Ava Lynn, on her 8th trip around the sun. We love hearing the show on the way home from school when we can. She would love to hear a fish sandwich medley and some dad jokes from Miles to celebrate her big day. Thanks, and stay beautiful. That from the dad, Tim.
Can I get a fillet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish. Sandwich, maybe some dinner relish in the morning,
at noon,
and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Night.
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Okay. Jokes appropriate for an 8-year-old. I'm sure I have some.
Are you?
What do you call a man with no body and a nose?
Nobody knows?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. 8-year-old appropriate dad jokes. Man, I really love how the earth rotates.
Oh, yeah?
Makes my day.
All right. Okay.
And here's one for you. There, Evelyn. I told my 8-year-old nephew that I'd take him to McDonald's, but only if he could spell it.
Oh, yeah?
And he said, we are going to KFC. Okay, look at that. All the shows. Can I get a birthday shout out to my amazing husband, Jack Straw from Wichita? Been together almost 14 years of marital bliss, and I can say he's still my best friend. We used to commute together and listen to you guys every day. Thanks for keeping us sane during those drives. So having a fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans talking about our fun evening out. Much love, guys. That from Rebecca.
I'll have a fish sandwich.
Yeah, I imagine it to be a fun evening out if you plan on visiting the Deutschland and get to what you like to call the Neapolitan. Black on top, white on the bottom, and pink in the middle.
Yeah. So I guess that does describe what's going to happen. So you know, I had a long weekend, so maybe I'll be the green pistachio.
Oh, Michelle's today is my amazing boyfriend Garrett's birthday.
This man has been a fan longer than we've been together, times five, and has never once gotten a shout-out. So, time to get things right. So here I am trying to shower all the affection and appreciation for his 39th, the first to actually fall on a weekday since we've been together. So, can, if we could, get a Your Penis Is Too Small, the Dirty German's advice for smoking meats, and Coach Ted for how to handle the approaching 40s. Thanks, guys. You absolutely rock. That from Cassie.
Yes. If you want to smoke meat, it is quite simple. Use your mouth as the smoker and let the meat sit in there low and slow for 40 minutes.
Yes, this is an important thing. It's the night before. You make sure you rub it down.
Yeah.
All the meat.
Yeah.
Puts on your little tiny black gloves. Hey, turning 40 here, Miles?
I'm getting ready to. 39 years old.
All right. Well, you better go out this year and have some fun. Next year, it's all downhill. Not gonna lie now. You'll be fine, dude. I don't know. Things change a little bit. You will. Here's what you could do. Has nothing to do with your physical age or size or whatever. You gotta be careful not to say things like, I don't understand this new music. How do they gotta play it so loud? Is this a restaurant or a nightclub? Don't do that.
All of your dinosaurs, Mike Green, a.k.a. Mango, is 60 years old today, so please give him all the farts and some David Lee Roth. That from Wally and Toughskin. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Alvin. Okay, coming up, we will drink and toast with a shout of the day. But first, hello, Louis Black.
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, yeah. How am I?
Yes.
Every day is just better and better and better. We really are focusing in on what makes us really special as a people.
You know, just listening to your voice, I wonder, how did you get the role of anger in those movies?
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. I mean, the happiness.
Really? Do you think so? I was actually the first one cast.
Were you really?
Who else? Who are they going to get?
Off the top of my head, man, no.
Who are they going to get?
I mean, maybe Pesci? That's the only other person I can think of off the top of my head.
Are you counting down the days where you never have to do these radio interviews ever again? Are you just looking for that light at the end of the tunnel?
No, this is the least of my problems.
That kind of makes it feel better.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't worry about it. No, I'll tell you, the one joy was not having to come into the studio and drink the coffee that they give to you.
If it makes you feel any better, we typically have whiskey and beer.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a step in the right direction.
The Goodbye Yellow Brick Road Tour coming to Seattle, McCaw Hall, on November 16th. Now, do you do Benny and the Jets, a funeral for a friend, any of that stuff?
No, I don't sing. I have a certain amount of respect for the audience. No, I just get up there and yell about how great things are.
Well,
I just kind of point out, I tell the folks that the next day I'll meet me on the corner and I'll show them where the rainbow is so they can all walk there and get the big pot of gold that's at the end of it.
Is it kind of... Is it kind of weird that this is it? I mean, are you saving up your travel points, your airline, your Marriott Bonvoy stuff? Are you stacking that all up in a big pile? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, pile is right. No, I'm kind of it's just gotten crazy in terms of touring. I was touring basically on my own, and now. I mean, you go to certain places, And it becomes like it was fun to go to certain cities, to all the cities, because you could go downtown. Now some of the cities don't allow you to park the bus downtown. Now some, like I was in Louisville, that you couldn't get a hotel room on a non-football weekend in Louisville, Kentucky. Come on. And a residence inn costs $900. It's not Florence, Italy, you idiots. Well, it's Louisville.
Most of that expense is the continental breakfast, I'm pretty sure. you also, Louis, a lot of people don't know this, but you have the distinction of being the only 76-year-old on TikTok. How does that feel?
That feels like it's a mistake, and I'm probably doing some damage, and I'll probably... You know, when they take TikTok off, all of us who were on it will probably be jailed. Well, I mean, if they're going to destroy, you know, if they're going to take TikTok off, I really must be one of the oldest people on TikTok.
I bet you are. You've had such an amazing career doing what you've done. You've had a lot of different, just really cool experiences. Didn't you get a bottle thrown at you at Bonnaroo one year when you're up on stage?
With Government Mule.
Yeah.
I came up to do something, and the idea was that I was supposed to put lyrics onto a thing that they were a piece of music that they were playing that had no lyrics. And I said a couple of words, and then this idiot fired a water bottle at my head. And what was amazing was just to watch. The whole band went to the edge of the stage to find the guy. I mean, and I was like, let's get out of here. We don't need to stay around here.
You probably had more respect for George Bush at that moment when he dodged the shoe after that, you know?
On that note, did you dodge the bottle or did they miss?
Oh, no, I didn't know it was coming. I mean, you know, you don't really sit there and go, somebody's going to throw something at me. Because they're upset because I've destroyed the song.
Yeah.
You know, and I turned to them and I said, they invited me up here, you jackass.
You're right.
What is the matter with you? You think I just walked out of the audience?
And it's Bonnaroo. Really, it's supposed to be like peace of mind.
That one.
What did you do before you got into acting and comedy? Because all things being equal, right, you kind of got started, quote unquote, later in life. What, in your 40s, I guess, when people really started paying attention to New York?
Yeah, 40 is when I started becoming started doing comedy full time and made it my career. Until then, and this is I was a playwright. I wrote plays.
Oh, wow.
To the interest of no one. I kind of wanted, I think, to take a vow of poverty is what I was looking to do. I worked in theater, which is like living in an abusive orphanage.
But you went to Yale. For crying out loud, you wasted it.
Oh, yeah, no, I went to Yale. I went to the drama school.
How do your parents look at that, right? Because you say, hey, on one hand, my kid is going to Yale. Then I go, well, what are they studying? Like, you know, theater.
Yeah, no, my parents, by that time, but when I got in there, they thought, oh, actually, maybe he'll at least make a living. Maybe at least I'll get a teaching job. That was the one thing.
Yeah, but you got a Grammy. I mean, where do you put that thing?
I put it on a shelf there in my living room, so that people can see it and have it. I got two Grammys.
Well, you just seem like one of those people. Like if I asked you to use the bathroom, it would be on top of the toilet or something like that.
It would. No, there's a picture. No, there's a picture of me next to the toilet, and I'm giving you the finger. That's what I've got there.
I got to ask you, man. You went over to Iraq and Kuwait, and it was you and Robin Williams, Kid Rock, Miss USA at the time, and Lance Armstrong.
That's like a weird village people.
Looking back in time, that seems like a very strange combination of people.
Looking back in time, at the time, it was a strange combination. Lance Armstrong, he said within a day, you know, I'm going to get you into shape.
Oh, damn.
And I was like, what is the matter with you? I said, you don't seem to understand this. You think there's something to get into shape. This is only a vessel that carries my spirit around, you schmuck. I'm here from somewhere else. And that shut him up.
Well, I'm sure you had a ball there.
I did, actually. I had a great time. I mean, the troops were extraordinary, and Robin and I became good friends, and Robin was worth the price of admission.
Oh, without a doubt.
What does Kid Rock do when he's in the desert and there's no strip club?
he still managed to find women. I mean, it was really kind of remarkable. You know, I kind of go, wow, this is a different league. You know, there seems to be another species out there that can sniff things out and have a good time. And then there's me.
Yeah.
Are there no groupies pining for you out there?
No, never been a groupie. Comedy is not a groupie. It's a grouper profession, not a groupie.
Maybe Kathleen Madigan.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, but she's a pal.
You got 20 years ago, Comedy Central voted you the 51st greatest stand-up comedian of all time. Since 51st. So do you ever think like you're one good joke away from moving up to like 49, 48?
Yeah, I think basically the way things are going, I'm now down to 72. We're in a different realm of comedy now. I mean, I'm basically the end of industrial comedy, and now we're in technological comedy, which is why in part, I participate on TikTok, but it really has no effect.
When you go back and watch the old, because you've been on The Daily Show since Craig Kilborn, and a lot of people don't even remember.
From the very beginning.
Yeah, people don't remember Craig Kilborn. Do you ever go back and look at those early bits that you did and just, you know, see the difference in, you know, delivery, whatever the content was? I mean, was it different than basically what you're doing now, or is it still kind of the same thing?
Well, it kind of changed at first. There was no audience, and I went there with just, an idea. I had a bunch of stuff that when they brought me on. I had a bunch of material that nobody had ever heard. And so I'd bring some stuff on, and then I would improv it. And then they'd come over and say, well, try this, do that, keep this. Then I'd do it again. And after three times, we'd have it. And it was all mine, and I originated it. Then we got an audience in, and I started to write it, and had a producer and an editor, and we worked on it, and then it became Back in Black. And initially, Back in Black was we got for free all of these squirrels on water skis, that kind of stuff,
right, yeah.
That kind of nonsense, and we put together a whole bunch of stuff of those kind of videos, and then it evolved into me commenting. Like the last one I did was about undecided voters, so it got more and more specific. Finally,
is it nice to have Jon Stewart back in the mix?
I don't see him, so it's great.
Yeah. Well, so
I know
what
it is. It makes a big difference. People started paying attention again.
You know. So one of your first TV roles is on Law & Order Special Victims Unit. And I was curious, so you get cast as a porn director, okay? And the name of the episode is Obscene. Now, do they come to you like, hey, man, we have this creepy character, and you came to mind first, or is it something an agent says, hey, audition?
Yeah, it was you or Ron Jeremy.
No, it was Ron Jeremy. Well, I'm better looking.
Everybody is. That is not even, that's not even like a statement.
And not in jail.
They came to me. I knew that the director came to me and said, he had this part for me as a porn director, and literally my response was perfect. and then he said, "Do you mind working with an open shirt at some point without a undershirt or And I went, "Why? I don't care. And if we could do some things where I'm actually directing porn, that would be great."
Yeah. Louis, I got to tell you something about a personal story. 25 years ago, I was doing a morning show in Baltimore, and you came on the show. You were doing the improv, and I served you some coffee. And the time I was going, I went through a divorce and I was separated. It had been a little while, but you asked me if I wanted to go to the show. And I was like, you know, man, yeah, I would. So you gave me two tickets or put me on the list, whatever the deal was. And so I asked a girl out for the first time since I've been divorced. And of course, she said, hell no.
If you saw him, you'd understand.
Hell no. So I was like, but I still had two tickets. But anyway, I was like, you know what? The hell with it. I'm going to check out the show. I'm going to get there a little bit early. So I'm standing at the bar at the Improv, and there are these two women beside me, and we start chatting it up. They're very nice. They said, hey, with you and your friends, we actually got like a table of nine or some crap, but we do have three extra seats. You guys seem fun. If you want to join us, you know, you should come over to our table. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm here by myself. You know, I just came
Which always
myself.
Feels good to say.
Right. And they just went, ah, and they jumped all over that, man. And they were just busting my balls left and right and all this crap. And I'm just like, I'm sitting there feeling like, oh, God, they're not wrong. But they were relentless. They were funny. They didn't mean any harm. They just absolutely dove in. And then all of a sudden, I get a tap on my shoulder and I turn around and it's Lewis Black. And you're like, hey, thanks for having me on today. I'm glad you showed up. If you need anything, if you eaten, you want to go in the bag, there's some food back there and stuff like that. So I walked the hell off, and I turned around. These two girls, both their mouths were wide open. Like, what in the hell? So you kind of saved my life in a weird way there as far as my ego was concerned at the time. So I've always wanted to tell you thank you for that.
Oh, my God. And you still didn't get either of them.
No, didn't get any ass.
No. I still sat at a two-top by myself.
He got to hang out with you.
That's the saddest story I've ever heard. instead of getting to go to the table with the two women, you ended up with food, bad food.
Yeah. That's pretty well it. No beer back there, nothing.
Nothing.
Lewis Black, the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road show, McCall Hall, the 16th of November. This is it, man. You're not going to go on tour anymore. This is the last hurrah. So if you want to go see...
What? I'm not going to tour, meaning I'm not going to do 120 to 150 shows a year.
I doubt you're
going to do the occasional show.
Yeah,
but it's the end. Maybe I'll do 10 or 12 shows a year. I'm not running around like an idiot.
You don't strike me as the kind of guy that just turns off the opinion. You know, I just feel
But I'll still have a rant cast. I'll still be on The Daily Show. And I'll still, from time to time, if I got something to say, I'll find a theater. And, you know, there are people who are still asking me to come to shows. And there's certain places I'll go back to. One of which is, if they ask me to come back to Seattle, I'd do it in a minute. I love that city.
And we'll see you on the TikToks as well.
Well, my kids
you
will.
Certainly will.
Right. Hey, Lewis Black.
See me on the TikToks talking Chinese. whatever it takes.
And you know we're old because we call it the TikToks. TikToks.
Like the Walmarts. Hey, Lewis, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Oh, no, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. That was a lot of fun.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up in just minutes, we'll drink and toast with the shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Due to new ownership and the promise of a name change, we are now in the dying days of the convenience store known as Come and Go.
Oh, no.
It came and went.
It's going away.
Yes.
It's done. It's gone.
What are they saying? They're changing?
Well, they got bought by a different company, and this company is based out of Utah.
Right. Oh,
right. Then I think you can do the rest of the math problem.
Come on. It's not even spelled right.
It's not spelled right, and that wasn't the point.
Right. No.
Like, come on, Utah.
Easy
back
in,
off.
Easy out.
Right.
Jeez, a whiz. All right.
Well, that could be the same thing.
Yeah.
Slam, bam, thank you, man.
Is that really what they're changing it to? Easy in, easy out?
No, it's the same type of company.
Okay.
So they're going with the mothership. It'd be like if Kroger said, no more Fred Meyer and QFC, we're calling everything Kroger.
Sure.
Okay.
So same idea.
Gotcha. All right.
Whatever that is.
Whatever
I
that
see,
be.
Right. They're just take the ones and turn them into something else.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Due to testicle mutations, just let that sit for a second.
Yep.
Men may soon become extinct, according to experts.
Now, well, wouldn't all now life become extinct?
That's kind of the other thing there. But the thing is that soon for them, their rough estimates are 6 to 7 million years from now. So they're kind of saying that by the time the men die out, as it were, genetically speaking, we'll have developed a different way.
And no one will have opened a peanut butter jar.
Forever.
Jars and jars of peanut butter.
It will never have it again.
Trash. No, there's sounds in the house. Nobody knows what they are now. Nobody went to look.
That's right. Nobody gets to go look.
Nobody went to kids.
But
look.
Trash never gets taken out.
Every package that is open will be opened properly.
Good
That's
point.
Been my experience.
Liquor will remain in the shelves.
Yeah, it will absolutely last much, much longer.
The beer companies took a hit. Wine's thriving.
Oh, my God. What? I'm investing in wine now.
Hallmark ratings are through the roof.
Yeah, right. Oh, God.
I did it say what mutation? The NFL absolutely tanks. So basically, from what was it, like 180 million years ago when we basically first showed up to whatever primordial situation, the amount of Y chromosomes that we have, or the potency, if you will, has diminished so much over time that it's just they're like, this is a trend. The Y chromosome is diminishing within our own DNA.
Man, so they put a ticker on the human race from the jump.
They did, man.
Have sex while you can.
Get it over with.
That's just wild.
I know. Isn't that nuts?
No pun intended.
I'll tell you what. Right around 5.5 million years, between 5 and 6 million years, those few lucky guys are going to be living it up.
They're going to be slinging
it. I thought about that, too.
I haven't bought my own cocktail in 2 years.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm getting eyeballed at the bar.
Yeah.
Now I'm the sexy one.
Right, we're the hottest guys ever.
We're getting hooted at walking down the street.
Right? I'm a trophy husband.
Woo.
You're not even that good looking. Hey, there's not many of us.
I'm here.
Hey, I got the purse.
Right? It's like, is it a good restaurant? It's one of two restaurants in this town. We prefer this one.
That's the other thing, is that dinner will never be decided again.
We're never going anywhere ever again.
I don't know.
Because they never feel like it.
Yeah. Doctors warn that you shouldn't sit on the toilet for longer than 10 minutes.
Oh, they're not kidding.
No, they're not at all.
I've been preaching this one for...
You are an in-and-out sort of man.
Yeah. Come and go.
Yeah. How long do you need? I mean, extenuating circumstances. I understand that. But generally speaking, I'm a quick in, quick out.
Well,
man.
I'm a camper.
You're stressing and stretching your sphincter muscles, which is not good, because eventually, once, like a rubber band, the more you tug it, it's not taut anymore. Then you have the hemorrhoid issues.
Taut.
Yeah. I mean, look, trust me. I went through the most painful experience of my life because of that. I am adamant. Yeah. If you don't need to hover, don't.
Yeah, I really don't have it.
Do not put periodicals on the back. Don't take your phone in there. Mm-hmm. Don't do anything that can just distract you to the point where all of a sudden you don't realize it and 5-10 minutes have gone by.
Well, I was going to say, for me, now that Sports Illustrated, I don't get it, and it's not a magazine, the times have gone down. But sometimes you just be halfway through an article and be like, screw it, I'll just finish it sitting here.
Well, part of my problem with doing that, man, and it's like, you know, I'm sitting there reading something to realize my ass is dry. Like, yeah. I need to wipe my ass, but whatever was on my ass is now stuck to my ass. But, I need to get in the shower.
But you know what? That's not the only thing that you can do to screw up down there.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 toilet habits to avoid for a healthier pelvic floor. Heck, there are lots of ways to keep your back door and pelvic floor happy. President Lyndon Baines Johnson used to complain about his trousers and the seat of the pants would cut into his bunghole. Solution? A little more room in the crotch cavity. Me? I like to do hip thrusters and deep lunges. Then I stick a frozen chicken between my legs and just clench.
Ew.
Ooh.
That's fun. Well, these are toilet habits to avoid for a healthier pelvic floor. You guys focus on your pelvic floor while
you're
in the bathroom there. Let's see. One of the bad habits that you may be doing, you might be hovering or squatting while peeing.
Hovering or squatting?
That's like, got to be for women.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
It says
because we generally stand, so I mean, I don't.
But also, if you're using like a public toilet that's kind of messed up, but man, right, you got to go, and so you might have to do the hover technique. I don't know how often we do, but you never know. But it does, as I get it, you don't want to sit directly on the public toilet seat, but when you squat, your pelvic floor muscles can't fully relax to allow the healthy passage of urine.
That is correct.
This leads to excessive pressure on the pelvic floor and can even lead to uneven stream.
Think of it this way. In an ideal position to use the bathroom that way, your glutes, your ass should be lower than your knees. That is the correct bathroom position.
Right.
Your knees should be above your butt.
Right. Much like we were talking about, you stay on the toilet after you're finished. This is a habit that a lot of parents find themselves doing because it's their only time alone without a toddler pulling off their pant leg. But once again, sitting on the toilet puts your pelvic floor in a vulnerable and relaxed state, which can cause dysfunction over time. Which, that's the problem, is that the bathroom's too doggone peaceful because it's the only place that it's kind of accepted that just leave people alone.
No one's going to bother you.
Everywhere else seems to be, there's no other safe haven other than the bathroom, unfortunately.
That's it.
Yeah. And I guess maybe sit on the side of the toilet or side of the tub.
Just stand in the stall there.
Or sit on the vanity, whatever.
Yeah, good call. Just sit on the vanity.
Right, just camp out there for a minute there. Is there a toilet habits to avoid for a healthier pelvic floor? You're holding your bladder all day.
I don't know any guys that do that.
No.
I know a woman who will jump up and scramble into the bathroom as fast as possible like they held it to the last possible second.
Like children.
Yes.
I mean, I've held it for quite a while, but half the time I just don't even think about going. And there are times, maybe it's because I'm not drinking enough water, but there are just times where it's like, I don't necessarily have to go. Now,
I could, but I don't necessarily need to.
Right. And I'll also, if I'm like driving or something like that, I will hold it for longer than necessary.
Sure,
because I don't want to have to go through the process. Can I get the key to the bathroom?
Thank you.
For this nasty ass bathroom.
Especially if you're on a solo road trip.
I'm with you. I do it all the time. And you push about as far as you possibly can. Then it's like,
right.
All right, I'll stop.
That's when I appreciate when the rest stop is like, the next rest stop is in 45 miles. Like, all right.
Right. You can make an estimate. That's why they tell you. Right. How bad do you have to go?
Exactly. This is going to be, it's about to get bad.
For some reason, too, I try to time it out at the same spot.
What do you mean? Just, like, if I'm going from like Portland to Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Right. I don't know why. Gotta be Centralia on the way home.
Hell yeah. It's a good stop in
there.
There's
a gas station right there. There's a McDonald's. There's a steakhouse. I could stop in Chehalis. They got a bunch of places.
I'll tell you what,
won't do it.
The population has a lot to do with whether or not you take advantage. So when we drove to New Mexico, nobody lives there. So, I mean, your rest stops are like 200 miles in between. So it's like, look, if anyone even thinks they have to go, let's do it now, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And they basically say that holding back urine for longer than 2 to 3 hours or not hydrating properly, can lead to infections, which you definitely want to avoid. You might be straining or holding your breath while pooping.
Good Lord, no.
Yeah.
I mean, there's those occasions, but generally no.
Holding your breath or straining excessively when passing stool can cause increased pressure on your pelvic floor, much like, if you feel like you need to bear down to pass stool, inhale and then exhale as you bear down gently. Otherwise, simply diaphragmatically breathe and let it occur naturally.
Breathe in.
Yeah,
breathe
I mean,
out.
Sometimes you can't help yourself.
Yeah.
You just want it out of you.
Like, that's right, like your stomach really hurts, but like, I don't know, for some reason you can't go right then and you're just trying.
Or it's like half in, half out, now your ass hurts.
Anybody doing this when you do the power pee?
What's that? Just push too hard?
When you urinate, your pelvic floor muscles should relax to open the urethral sphincter and allow urine to pass. This happens naturally. You don't need to push out your urine.
No.
When you do, you're increasing pressure on your pelvic floor, which can lead to certain issues.
I mean, if I'm in a hurry, sure. But otherwise, yeah. Just let her flow.
You might be hurting yourself by just peeing just in case. Says many of us have picked up this habit because of our parents, much like you were saying, if you have to go, go now, right? Let's see here. But it actually trains our brains, or rather our bladders, to empty before they give signals to our brains that they need to be emptied. So it's not necessarily that you have to go, but you're going like, well, I'm about to take a 2-hour road trip. Might as well just empty the tank.
So now your bladder's just like, hey, there's a little bit in here. Let's go.
Exactly. So
definitely happens at sporting events.
Sure. Well, we're in the break. I don't have to go right now, but I know I've got some reserves in there. Just get rid of them real quick because it's about to go down.
Right. Like the half just started.
I'm going to go ahead and pee before the fourth quarter. Right. You pop your own seal there, as it were.
Yeah, because you know if you wait. I would say also with movies sometimes, like, oh, I mean, I'm an adult, but I'm guilty of it too. Just like, that's a 2.5-hour movie. Let me just try to get one out.
Let me just knock this out real fast. But then the number one thing that you might be doing, your bad toilet habit that you need to break for your pelvic floor. Are you blowing your nose while you're sitting down on the toilet?
No.
Not often. If I have to blow my nose, I'll do it before I poo.
Good call. But it says blowing your nose causes additional stress and pressure on the pelvic floor. When you're sitting on a toilet, your pelvic floor is in a vulnerable and relaxed state without any support underneath it. This is purposeful. It needs to be relaxed to allow stool and urine to flow. However, when you reach for the tissues, the additional stress of blowing your nose on the toilet can cause more pressure on your pelvic floor than it can handle. Much like the power pee, as it were. Just, you shouldn't be stressing in there. Relax. It's fun. Take it easy.
I only do it because it just feels weird. Like, I'm just like, let me blow my nose first.
Yeah.
It feels odd blowing your nose while you're sitting there doing the other business.
I feel it. A man in the UK has been drinking $250 worth of Dr. Pepper a month for over a decade, and in a shocking turn of events, he's got some health issues, Miles.
Shocking.
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.